Dear participants, welcome to the University of Isfahan English Proficiency Test. We are delighted to have you here for the 88th UIPT. Today, on 28th of December, you will be taking part in an evaluation of your English proficiency across various areas. For more information about the exam, including the test format and archive, we encourage you to visit our official website. Additionally, we invite you to join our IATA channel where you can stay updated with useful tips and important announcements about UIPT. Throughout the test, pay close attention to the instructions and respond carefully. On behalf of UIPT team, we extend our sincere wishes for your success. Now we may begin part A of listening test. Listen to several short conversations to answer questions 1 to 10.
Number 1.
Do you expect a lot of rain this month?
It hardly ever rains in July.
What does the man mean? Number 2.
Were all 3 students accepted to the university?
Only John was accepted.
What does the woman mean? Number 3.
Did Mark do well in Professor Frank's class?
Mark barely passed the history exam that Professor Franks gave.
What does the woman mean? Number 4.
I can't believe how long we've been here.
Dr. Roberts almost never keeps his patients waiting long.
What does the man mean? Number 5.
I can't believe Betty is not at work this week.
Only rarely does Betty take a vacation in winter.
What does the woman mean? Number 6.
Did any of you get hurt in the accident?
We couldn't have been luckier.
What does the woman imply? Number 7.
How do you think you did on the final exam in biology?
Nothing could have been more difficult than that exam.
What does the man mean? Number 8.
Are you ready to accept the new position?
Nobody wants that job more than I do.
What does the woman mean? Number 9.
How did you do in the race?
Only one person was faster.
What does the woman mean? Number 10.
Do you think that the math project this semester was easy?
Seldom has a math project been more complicated.
What does the man mean?
Part B. Listen to a lecturer. Then answer questions 11 to 15.
Listen to part of a lecture in a United States history class.
It's interesting how much we can learn about culture in the United States by looking at how Christopher Columbus has been portrayed throughout United States history. So let's start at the beginning. Columbus's ships first landed in the Caribbean There's some debate about which island. He landed in 1492. But it wasn't until 300 years later, in 1792, that his landing was first commemorated. And this was the brainchild of John Pintard. Pintard was a wealthy New Yorker, the founder of the New York Historical Society, and he decided to use his influence and wealth to find a great hero, a patron for the young country. And he chose Columbus. And in New York in 1792, the anniversary of Columbus's landing was commemorated for the first time. Now, other cities, Philadelphia and then Baltimore followed, and...
But why Columbus? And why then?
Well, to Pintard, it was a way to build patriotism in the young, politically fractured country. Remember, the United States had only declared its independence from Britain 16 years earlier and had yet to form a national identity. Pintard also had a hand in helping to create Independence Day, you know, July 4th, as a national holiday. So you see that he was very involved in creating sort of a national story for Americans. And Columbus, he felt Columbus could become a story that Americans could tell each other about their national origins that was outside of the British colonial context. The United States was in search of a national identity, and its people wanted heroes.
But why not some of the leaders of the revolution? You know, like George Washington.
The leaders of the revolution were the natural candidates to be heroes, but many were still alive and didn't want the job. To them, being raised to hero status was undemocratic. So Columbus became the hero, and the link between Columbus and the United States took hold.
And so what was that link?
Well, Columbus was portrayed as entrepreneurial, someone who took chances, who took risks, and he was cast as somebody who was opposed to the rule of kings and queens. Perhaps most of all, Columbus was portrayed as someone who was destined to accomplish things. Just as America in those early years was coming to see itself as having a great destiny.
But Columbus was supported by the King and Queen of Spain. He wasn't against them.
True. To be historically accurate, the way Pintard thought about Columbus doesn't match up with the facts of his life at all. And I really have to stress this. The fact that Columbus became the hero of a young country had little to do with Columbus. Anything he did, and a lot to do with what was happening in the United States 300 years later. Columbus was extraordinarily adaptable to the purposes of America's nation builders, people like John Pintard, in the early part of the 19th century. And since not a lot of facts were known about Columbus, his writings weren't available in North America until 1816. That might have actually helped the process of adapting him to American purposes.
Since no one knew much about the real Columbus, it was easy to invent a mythical one?
Exactly. And this mythical Columbus, it became a reflection of the society which chose him. So, in the early history of the United States, Columbus represented an escape from the political institutions of Europe. He was the solitary individual who challenged the unknown. And now there was this new democracy, this new country in a world without kings. Columbus became sort of the mythical founder of the country. So as historians, we wouldn't want to study these myths about Columbus and mistake them for facts about Columbus. But if we're trying to understand American culture, then we can learn much by studying how America adapts Columbus for its own purposes. Evaluations of Columbus, then, will reflect what Americans think of themselves. Oh, there's a quote, something like, societies reconstruct their past rather than faithfully record it, and how that reconstruction takes place and what it tells us. That's something we're going to be paying a lot of attention to.